All right, back to our west of the Rockies line, and where were we?
Yes, I was telling you about the experience that I had where I woke up within a lucid dream.
That's right.
And I just concluded from walking around to try to figure out where I was at, from all the oak trees I was seeing and the military tombstones, I concluded I was in Arlington.
And in a different time.
In a different time, and I figured it was about 2008 as far as I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I was... And by wandering around, I found this monument that sort of looked like an Egyptian obelisk. It was maybe about 14, 15 feet high, and it inscribed on the front of it were these two Roman soldiers, okay, with their swords outstretched, defending a fallen comrade from a pack of wolves. And then when I walked around to the other side of the obelisk, it was a description of a tactical nuclear war that was fought in the Middle East, and that 17 cities were lost. And it started because a terrorist group had threatened Jerusalem, and it was considered a credible threat, and Israel did a preemptive strike, and the first city lost was Damascus. And the whole thing got out of hand and just turned into this rather severe nuclear war.
Okay, so we've got a nuclear war coming in the Middle East.
But the result and the monument... commemorated the war, but it also commemorated that it just literally scared the living daylights out of the entire planet, and it commemorated a disarmament of nuclear weapons.
Well, I guess that would be the bright side. But a tactical nuclear war in the Middle East is a terrifying possibility, and believe me, a credible threat or an attack on Jerusalem, or even an attempt to simply take and hold Jerusalem would do the trick. So what that man just said could certainly come to pass. And if it began to, many of you would presume it would be the beginning of the end. It would be as the Bible says it will unfold, right?